From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The United Nations Security Council has extended its peacekeeping operation in the Democratic Republic of Congo for another 30 days. Peacekeepers went into the troubled Central African nation early last month after fighting between rival tribes killed hundreds of people. Over the past 5 years, war in the mineral-rich eastern part of Congo has killed millions. It's involved troops from 6 neighboring countries and displaced hundreds of thousands of people. NPR's Jason Bobien reports on life today in eastern Congo.
On the outskirts of Bunia in northeastern Congo, 73-year-old Madari Yagabo is picking through the contents of what used to be his home. Letters, shards of glass, and torn-up clothes are strewn on the floor. Rebel fighters ransacked Igabo's mud brick house repeatedly as they advanced and retreated across this part of Bunia.
People came in and then they broke everything and they destroyed everything.
But what Igabo misses most is his daughter. She was mentally retarded, fearing that she wouldn't be able to keep up when he fled to a local church. He'd locked her in the house.
As she was crazy, she couldn't think. And then when the enemies came, she tried to open the door when she was running, and they shot her.
Yagabo's daughter was just one of hundreds of people killed in Bunia over the last 2 months by rival ethnic militias and one of the millions killed by a fractious civil war that's dragged on since 1998. 250 miles to the south, a fading cement health clinic looks out over Lake Kivu. The lush tropical hills surrounding the clinic are rich with banana, avocado, and coffee trees, but the wards are filled with malnourished children. Mothers and their emaciated babies line up for rations of high-protein porridge provided by international relief agencies. Most of the families here have been driven from their homes by clashes between the various rebel groups that control eastern Congo. Sila Soko says in the last 2 years she's been forced to move 3 times because of fighting. Soko says she was afraid she'd be killed if she stayed in her village. Now she's afraid her 3.5-year-old daughter, Sarah, may die of starvation. Sarah's arms and cheeks are thin, her belly is extended. Doctors at the clinic say with care and a special diet, a child like Sarah can be revitalized in about 3 weeks. The problem the doctors face is that many kids stop coming to the clinic when their parents move again because of fighting or to search for food. Jean-Charles Dupin is sitting in the garden of the Hotel Nira in Goma. He arrived in Goma 2.5 years ago, checked into the Nira Hotel, and never checked out. Dupin is the UN senior humanitarian officer in eastern Congo.
The humanitarian situation is right now very bad. And is deteriorating year after year.
Goma is controlled by the Rally for Congolese Democracy, a Rwandan-backed rebel group. RCD Goma has seized the part of Congo along the Rwandan border and broken away from the central government in Kinshasa. They're constantly trying to expand their territory. Dupin says the 5 years of fighting by RCD Goma and other militias in this part of Congo has destroyed the region.
There is no more health care, there is no more education, there is no more social services.
What there are more militias. Dupin estimates there are 20 different rebel groups operating in eastern Congo, all of them heavily armed. Often, humanitarian organizations are unable to provide food, shelter, or clean water across the front lines. Dupin says it's incredible that hundreds of thousands of people in eastern Congo will die this year from starvation.
The country is so rich. And the North Kivu, before the war, was the provider for all the vegetables in Kinshasa, you know, by plane, every day.
Adding to the troubles in and around Goma, last year the Nyiragongo volcano erupted and pushed a river of molten lava through the heart of the city. There are some in Goma who believe Nyiragongo erupted for a reason. In a village in the foothills of the volcano, 73-year-old Nakashambo Peseyoza says Nyiragongo is angry about the current state of Congo.
Kuchambana.
Here in Goma, people have the bad character. Their behavior has changed. They can loot the things of others. they can kill each other. All of these activities can put that evil which is inside the volcano to be furious, and one day it can make eruption.
While the UN talks about sending more troops or sending more aid to Congo, Pesayoza says it's the people of Congo who must rid themselves of the fighting and killing that's been plaguing their country. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.